Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Sunday to each of you. Hope you're having a fabulous Sunday. It's Sunday, January 25th, 2009. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening. My name is Denise Harding. I'm the HR Lady.
And we welcome you to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Of course, we're broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia. It's been
a beautiful day here.
And we are very excited about our show today. Now, of course, we are discussing today Super Bowl etiquette. How about that? Super Bowl and sports etiquette. And are you excited about that, Denise?
Well, I'm getting geared up for the game. I love to watch a good game on Super Bowl.
Yes, and it is going to be so exciting. Of course, it's, you know, the biggest game in football every year. So we want to invite you all to call in and share your Super Bowl party plans, maybe some of your experiences in the past, your comments or suggestions. And, of course, our number is 347-324-3295, or you can send us an email if you prefer, and the email address is info@pagesetiquette.com. Once again, that's info@pagesetiquette.com. And, of course, we always like to take just a moment to welcome our new listeners and welcome our listeners that listen and support us every week, and just want to talk real briefly about the origin of etiquette for the benefit of our new listeners. And, of course, etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners, but the word itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior, and Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So that is where the word etiquette comes from. Well, Denise, Super Bowl party and sports etiquette. And, of course, we know next Sunday is the big game, and Arizona versus Pittsburgh. And
yay, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I was going to say, who are you going with to win the game? But obviously you just said it, huh?
Pittsburgh, that's it.
Yes, I'm sure it's going to be a great game, as they generally all are. It's really exciting. And, of course, you guys out there, we're going to discuss some of the party protocol, and, you know, since we know that we have a very large female audience, we're going to educate you on some football terminology. And, of course, you know, when you're familiar with the positions of play and the terminology, you'll feel so much better about going to the game or watching it, you know, when you know what's going on. You know, it makes a real big difference. And, of course, the guys will be impressed. How about that? But I want to talk a little bit about the background and history of the Super Bowl. And it's really amazing, but January 15th, 1967, in the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum was the first game. And that game was between the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs, and that score ended up being 35-10. And so Green Bay, they actually won that game. But in an effort to always inform you on the show, because we want to educate and inform as well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that first game and how the Super Bowl, how that name even came into being. One day, Lamar Hunt, which is the architect of the AFL and the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, came across his daughter's Super Bowl and was given the inspiration for the name of the championship game between the upstart American Football League, which is the AFL, and the Old Guard National Football League. Now, why not, he wondered, call our championship game the Super Bowl? The name caught on quickly, and thus an American tradition was born. Now, the first of these super contests pitted Vince Lombardi's Green Bay Packers. They had a record of 13-2 against Hank Stram's Chiefs. Their record was 12-2-1 and was played before 61,946 fans in Los Angeles, 100,000-seat Memorial Coliseum. Do you know that, Denise?
No, I didn't. I think that was before my time.
Okay. I'm going to leave that alone. Now, of course, the television audience for this game was estimated to have been approximately 60 million viewers. And, of course, the game itself featured an unlikely hero in the Green Bay wide receiver, Max McGee. McGee was strictly a backup and did not receive much playing time. Now, in fact, in 14 games during the 1966 season, he had caught only 4 passes for 91 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, legend has it that Max had spent most of the previous night out on the town and was in no shape to play football, especially in a championship game. But, of course, he felt safe in knowing the only way he would get into the game was if Boyd Dowler got hurt. Now, McGee was later quoted as saying, "I waddled in about 7:30 in the morning, and I could barely stand up for the kickoff. Now, on the bench, Paul Hornung kept needling me. What would you do if you had to play?" And I said, "No way. There's no way I could make it." But Dowler did get hurt early in the game, and McGee was suddenly thrust into a game he had no business being in at all. And, of course, just moments after entering the game, though, he caught a 37-yard touchdown pass from Starr to cap off an 80-yard drive that gave the Packers an early lead. Now, on that day, McGee caught 7 passes for 138 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Packers went on to win the first Super Bowl 35-10. And, of course, Denise, back then, each player on the Packers received a $15,000 bonus for winning the game, while the members of the Chiefs, they earned 50% of that, $7,500. And thinking
not bad.
Yeah, I mean, really. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you're thinking about media and commercials, because those are huge. A lot of people watch the Super Bowl game just to see the commercials and the halftime. But back then, at that time, a one-minute TV commercial sold for $75,000 to $85,000, which, you know, is basically kind of pocket change compared to the millions spent on air now. So that is really interesting. So that gives you guys out there a little background and history of, you know, where the game, where the first game was played and the start, the actual name of the game. So that was pretty interesting, but even though the guy kind of partied all night long, you know, he still came through.
Well, that wouldn't happen these days, Donna.
Oh, I don't think so. It is entirely too much on the line, and they try to use a little more sports etiquette, if you will. And, of course, we're going to talk about that as well. Now, I have, before we even talk about some football terminology, I have an email here, and if you're just joining us, we're discussing sports and Super Bowl etiquette. And so if you have any questions or comments or anything you want to share, please certainly you can email us or you can call us again at 347-324-3295. Now, Denise, I have an email here, and this email is coming from Carolyn in New Jersey. It says, my husband insists on us hosting a Super Bowl party every year. I really don't like to do it because his friends come over, and by the end of the game, they are drunk. Normally, my girlfriends and I leave. What do you suggest? Ooh.
Wow.
Well,
I would say just don't go.
Well, actually, it's at their home.
Oh, well, I guess she has to be there, huh?
It's at their home. And she said that they just, you know, he insists on them hosting every year. But what I would do is if you haven't already, I would suggest you talking to your husband and letting him know how you feel about, you know, even though it's a celebration, how you feel about your husband and his friends. They're getting drunk, and because getting drunk is really not really cute, especially if you get, depending on what degree of drunk they are at. So at this point, if she's saying they normally leave, it probably gets a little bad. But I would talk to him about that, and, you know, if you can't come to an agreement, me and my girlfriends, I would just go somewhere else, you know, because she didn't say where they went, but she said they end up just leaving. But I would, I would have a heart-to-heart with him and talk to him about that. And because if you're uncomfortable, that's not a good situation to be in. So, and if he just kind of insists, well, you know, whatever, we're celebrating, having a good time, then you might want to plan on going over one of your girlfriend's house, or you guys set up something, you know, to do, because that's definitely, that's a little uncomfortable. So that's what I would suggest that you
do. That sounds good. Sounds like a good idea. Donna, we do have a caller on the line, unless you want to go ahead and go through the terminology.
Nope, let's go ahead and take our caller. It'd be great.
Caller, extension 1624.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. And caller, what is your name and what would you like to say today?
My name is Lanise. I'm calling from Cleveland.
Hi, Lanise. How are you?
Hi. Okay, how are you?
Good.
Doing great, Lanise.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful. How's the weather there in Cleveland?
Absolutely horrible. Really? It's freezing, and it will not, it'll stop snowing. I think Monday it was like 50 degrees.
Wow.
Was it Monday or Wednesday it was like 50? And the next day it was 18 and snowing again. So we have accumulations of, I don't know, probably 2 feet.
Wow. So
yeah.
You guys can go out and make some igloos, huh?
We can make some castles. We can make some mansions. So far I understand your emailer, what she's saying, because I know I went to, me and my husband went to a Super Bowl. It was kind of like a party, and it was irritating. I mean, because all they do is get drunk, yell, and scream, and act crazy. So it was not fun. So I'm trying to figure out if you have some type of etiquette point for me when it comes to, just like she said, when you told her to speak to her husband, I'm thinking maybe people should be limited on drinks. Maybe if you host a Super Bowl party in your home, and especially if people have to drive, I would limit the drinks to, you can have like 3 beers or whatever, or you can have 3 to 4 drinks and that's it, because you're also leaving my house.
Right.
Exactly. And I have to, but nobody, I probably wouldn't have nobody would come to my Super Bowl party, because you can't yell, you can't scream, you can't belch, you can't do any of that. So, you know, maybe I'm not a good person to even talk about the Super Bowl. I like the Super Bowl, but, you know, because that's all the things that happen.
Right. But so, you know, we have to be mindful, too, that, you know, it is a celebration. And even though it is a celebration, celebrations are not really, you know, meaning to a point to just become totally and completely out of control.
Right.
And that's where we talk about the protocol, and where the protocol and the etiquette comes in is, you know, you do want to be considerate. And even going, when you're going to someone's home, for a Super Bowl party, you want to make sure that, you know, you conduct yourself appropriately. And that's, you know, not just getting out of control and getting drunk and, you know, ending up on somebody's floor passed out and those kind of things. Those are just, those are don'ts. We're talking about some do's and don'ts of Super Bowl parties.
And absolutely, I believe, Donna, that they bring the women so that when they get drunk, they'll have a designated driver.
Maybe that's what it is.
But, you know, you do have to be safe. Lanisa, I agree with you. Safety is first as well. So getting drunk and driving home might not be good for you or others on the highway.
Right, right. So that I think that that would also cut down a lot of I'll say the rudeness of the party is the alcohol, is the liquor. You know, you can have a good time because you have celebrations at Christmas, you have Christmas parties, you have Thanksgiving parties, you have 4th of July parties, but the Super Bowl parties, people just act like they're going insane. So just the way that you can conduct yourself at those other parties, you should be able to conduct yourself the same way at a Super Bowl party.
That's a great point. So all of you guys out there that are listening, please take heed to that. I mean, we're not saying we don't want you to have a good time, but it's just basically a matter of staying in control of what you're doing. And yes, Lonnie, I certainly do. I do agree. And also when it comes to Super Bowl parties, especially if you're hosting them at your home, if you're planning to go to one of those, make sure you take something, you know, to eat. Or you take a tray, or you take something with you. Always bring something. You never want to appear at anyone's home and you know that there are going to be, you know, refreshments or dinner or whatever the case is. You don't want to just appear at the front door empty-handed. So
I think you answered Melanie's email that I have here, Donna. She was just asking, she said, I have been invited to a party. Should I bring something such as food, or what else can I bring? This comes from Melanie in Oregon.
Yes, that's a great question. And once
hello.
Again, definitely, hello. You do want to make sure that you bring something. And preferably just go ahead and contact the host or the hostess of that party and ask them, you know, what can you bring? And, you know, sometimes they may say, well, oh, no, you just come. No, no, no. But generally just insist on saying, well, I thank you so much that, you know, you said I don't have to bring anything, but I do plan to bring something. Just think of something that you would, you know, would like to have or you're planning to have as part of your menu, and then I can go ahead and pick that part up. So just
and sometimes also people might bring a little small bouquet of flowers or something to put on the table or your countertop or what have you.
Absolutely. So always make sure that if you're going out to someone's home to go ahead and just insist on taking something with you, because that's just proper. That's proper etiquette to do that. So, Melanie, that is that's your answer for that. And that's a great idea, too. If they just insist on not bringing anything, we're having a cater, don't bring any food, then the flowers, yes, that would be great. Or even a bottle of, you could always pick up a bottle of really nice sparkling juice, like a sparkling grape juice or some of the other sparkling apple juices and things of that nature. That's always really wonderful to take. And that's
everybody doesn't drink alcohol.
Exactly. So always feel free to do that. And we're going to talk about, let's talk about some of the football terminology, because I know for me, I can watch the game and I'm just kind of watching because everybody else is watching. So it's always good to kind of be familiar with the terminology. And for example, AFL, which that was the very beginning of the Super Bowl that we talked about, and that's basically just an acronym for either Arena Football League or the American Football League, and it's also known as the Arena Football League, American Football League, for an example. It's similar to the NFL, but it's played indoors on a smaller field. The old American Football League merged with the NFL in 1970, creating an expanded NFL made up of two conferences, which is the AFC and the NFC. And, of course, the National Football League itself is the largest and most recognizable professional football league in the world. And the National Football League consists of 32 teams divided into 8-4 teams. Okay. Now, let's talk about some of the positions for a minute. You know, we hear about some of these positions. There are many positions, but let's just kind of talk about a few of them. Defensive back, that is a member of the defensive secondary. Defensive backs generally try to keep receivers from making catches. Safeties, cornerbacks, nickelbacks, and dimebacks are considered to be defensive backs. And an example of that is a good group of defensive backs can shut down an opponent's passing game. Okay, you have your guard. Now, the guard is a member of the offensive line. There are two guards on every play, and they line up on either side of the offensive center. A good offensive guard is key to a potent running game. And, of course, Denise, if you have another caller, you can feel free to put them on as I go.
I do have
okay.
another caller.
Let's go ahead.
And I just received an email, too, so let me take the caller
mm-hmm.
next.
Muted.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? 1624?
Hello? Hello?
Okay. All right, we'll come back to them. Can hear them in the background. We'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go ahead with your email?
Sure, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Etiquette Lady, I have an invitation to a Super Bowl party at my best friend's house, and this event is for the guys only. However, my girlfriend wants to go also. In the past few years, it has been the guys only. What should I do? How do I let her know? How do I handle this?
Tell
my best friend, Michael from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. All right, Michael, what you want to do, of course, she's aware that it's generally for the guys only, but it's just a matter of her seeing if she can get permission to break that tradition to see. And a lot of times when women, you know, women like football as well, and they like the celebrations as well. And if they're wanting to go, I said, let the women come to the Super Bowl game. That's what I say, especially since they know what's going on because, you know, they're listening to all our terminology and they know the different positions. So they're aware of the game. But I would just, you know, I would say they should be able to come. But check with your husband and just, you know, let him know and let your girlfriend know as well that it's usually just for the guys and kind of see what he says. It's not girls, I'd say, you know, go ahead and have your own Super Bowl party. Don't let them worry you and
Absolutely.
Bug you about it. That's what I would say.
And you can also call the host, too, to see if perhaps you can bring someone
mm-hmm.
and maybe that tradition will be broken.
Right.
And perhaps, you know, they would even still have a good time. So.
Exactly. And you do want to, and that you'd certainly want to do that because that really is just proper protocol to always, you know, just
Absolutely.
Check with the host. So that's great. Well, how about...
Donna, I'm going to try and bring this caller back on.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air, 1624. Hello?
Okay, maybe they're just listening to the tips.
Perhaps so.
Okay, defensive end. A defensive
Hello?
Player who lines
yes,
up at
we're
the
here.
End. Hello.
Caller, are you there?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? Could you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Andrea, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. What's your comment?
Well, we're talking about Super Bowl etiquette, correct? When you're invited over someone's house, don't show up empty-handed.
Mm-hmm.
You're already invited to someone else's house. You're watching their TV. You should at least bring something, or at least ask if you should bring a party favor, a dish, you know, offer with a cookie maybe. And then once you're invited, don't bring other people with you.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And I don't know if you just joined the show or not, but we did just talk about making sure that you kind of insist on bringing a dish or bringing something, maybe flowers or anything. But that is another great point. Is you want to certainly make sure that you, check. You want to always check with the host for sure, and certainly.
Flowers at a Super Bowl party?
Excuse me. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, I think someone else is on.
I'm not sure. It's the same phone number.
Okay.
And the question was flowers at a Super Bowl party.
Right.
I mean, sometimes people do decorate.
Right.
And they have a nice spread on the table. So, women have parties, and so do men. And a lot of times it may go with the decor of what happens.
Exactly. Especially if they're insisting that you don't bring food. But, of course, the other part of Andrea's question was, you do not ever want to take anyone with you without checking with the host to make sure that you can bring a guest. And that's just, the RSVP protocol, making sure that you ask, is it okay if you bring someone with you? It's great, very good. Okay, let's see. Let's talk about, I think we were talking about the defensive player who lines up at the end of the defensive line. And the job of the defensive end is to contain the running back on running plays to the outside and rush the quarterback on passing plays. And, of course, there's a fullback, there's a halfback. I mean, there's so many different let's talk about the quarterback. We hear about that all the time. The offensive player who receives the ball from the center at the start of each play before either handing it to the running back, throwing it to the receiver, or running with it himself. The quarterback is usually the player in charge of running the offense on the field.
Mm-hmm.
He is also the guy that usually informs the offense of the play while in the huddle. And, of course, the receiver is an offensive player whose job it is to catch the football. Okay. Some other quick definitions, a field goal, a scoring play worth 3 points that involves a place kicker kicking the ball through the uprights of the goalpost in the opponent's end zone from anywhere on the field. And a foul is any violation of a playing rule. There is, of course, a kickoff, a free kick that puts the ball into play at the start of the first and third periods and after every touchdown and field goal. And, of course, a football game always starts with a kickoff. Okay, and just a little bit of the sports etiquette, unnecessary roughness. An illegal play where a player, in the judgment of the officials, uses tactics that are above and beyond what is necessary to block or tackle another player. And an example of that is unnecessary roughness is a personal foul and results in a 15-yard penalty against the offending team. And then the other one, unsportsmanlike conduct, again, sports etiquette, a dead ball foul in which a player, in the judgment of the officials, taunts or otherwise acts in an unsportsmanlike manner. And a
very good, Donna. Those are wonderful etiquette rules that we need to know about when we are looking at a football game. We are at the end of the show.
And, wow, boy, I tell you, time flies when you're having fun. But we thank you all for listening. We thank all of our callers for calling in. We certainly hope you, if you are going to attend a Super Bowl event, we hope you have a wonderful time and you practice your good etiquette. And we know that this is going to be an exciting game this year, as they all are. Thanks again for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway. I want you to always remember to you know, make sure that you practice and make sure that you have or do an act of kindness deed at least once a week. If you practice it every day, you'll end up being able to do one once a week. Again, thanks again for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We want you to take care, and we will see you in 2 weeks. You'll have a best of show on next week during Super Bowl Sunday. Take care. God bless. Good night.
Good night.